Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live for First Class Sounds, you know who it is, DJ Scream, Big Bang, Baby J. We are here, special guest with us today by the name of Kodak Black. Kodak, what's up, my brother?
Yeah.
What's up, y'all? You preparing to drop probably the biggest album of the year. How you feeling about that?
Not sure. Shit, sure. Great, man. Yeah, everybody needs some new react.
Yep, that's what it is. That's what it is, man. So now, definitely salute to you. You know what I'm saying? We definitely want to salute you first off. You know, you done posted us a couple times saluting us on Big Facts, you know what I'm saying? So we appreciate the support. We taking it that you done caught a few episodes at least. You know what I'm saying? So salute to you on that. So what was the process of this whole, you know, making this album? Like, did you do anything different going into this shit than you do for your prior albums and your prior music?
Somewhat, yeah, somewhat, nah. But, you know, nigga just had tapped in. Like, I already got, like, a whole lot of songs and shit. But, you know, like, I could never come up with my album till I figured out, like, what message I want to put out there, like, and what the album title, like, I'm gonna call it, like, man, damn, I'm saying, like, my shit, I gotta drop my album, like, last year. It was just about, like, you know, waiting on that right time, the right moment, and shit. I was like, you know, it's gonna hit me. You know what I'm saying? So then, just one night, I was in the studio, and I was like, back for everything. Right. You know what I'm saying? That shit just changed. I'm like, okay, yeah, that's the album title. And then I worked like the music and track listing around the album title and shit like that. Like, okay, this sound like Back for Everything type of shit. You hear me? And then I made a song called Back for Everything the same night. Shit like that, just by everybody like trying to count me out all of a sudden last year. I was like, damn, what the fuck? Every time I come home, I just get my throne back. You know what I'm saying? What's the difference this shit last year? You know what I'm saying? Trump freed a real gangster. It's like everybody supposed to salute that. My niggas trying to act like something wrong with that. You hear me? Like, oh something, you know what I'm saying? Then I got these pussy niggas, like, you know what I'm saying, playing with my talk, playing with my name and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of shit I ain't appreciated. Then I was feeling underappreciated by the industry, by the game. People trying to say a nigga fell out. I don't know how they felt like that. So, like, I had to really, like, get back in that bag, get back in that mood, you hear me? You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. And I knew I was going to catch fire. Type shit. I just ain't know what song it was going to be.
At what point when you was down, did you know that it was a possibility that Trump could pardon you and let you out? That's like the lawyers was telling you that during that time? Like, at what point did you realize it could be a reality?
Trump just fuck with me. Like, I fuck with Trump, not through nothing. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, the lawyer like a vessel through, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, all right, bro, like a vessel, you know what I'm saying? Like, speak for me. And God gonna speak through you for me. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Right. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm that boy. Like, you gotta see, still gotta look through, like, see if you like a nigga. You know what I'm saying? And you know, you go through, read through my shit. I was in prison about some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? You know how, you know what I'm saying? I like some bullshit, you hear me? And then, like, they sent the nigga to, like, the versus penitentiary and the whole federal. If you've been to BOP, if you've been to federal prison, you know, Big Sandy, the reverse maximum prison. You know what I'm saying? And it was like, homie, they had to send me there. You hear me? You know what I'm saying? Everybody like over that bitch sending and shit. They like, man, damn, I mean, like, they sent you here, like, bitch, all the other rappers, I mean, they sent them niggas to drop out y'all, check in y'all, it's like medium prisons, low prisons, I mean, they sent a little nigga home and a motherfucking big sending, bro. I'm saying, out of pepper and pistol charge, you hear me? So it was like, man, they really over-sentenced me, you know what I mean? And that shit crazy. So it was like, you had to free me. Trump had to come through and do that. Santana's like, shit, I'm from the highs. Trump stay down here. Ain't you Gemini gang shit? We think of like, you know what I mean? So I was saluting that boy. Free. I was saluting that boy before he freed me and shit. So it was like, they ain't free me. Like, yeah, double salute, fam.
So I know while you were incarcerated, you went through a lot. With the different, like, law enforcement officers, like, doing dirty shit to you and, you know, a lot of unfair treatment. How did you maintain and kind of get past that while you were in there?
I was really lying, though. None of that shit didn't happen. I lied so I could come home.
Hey, what you think you bring to the game that no other rapper, no other artist ever brought to the game?
Man. I'm real, I ain't gonna say I'm the only like one with some versatility, but like I'm real versatile, you hear me? That's like shit. Hey, well, you got a few people out the projects for real, so I can't say that Project Vapor style. You got a few street and shit who really putting up numbers, who doing their thing and stuff. But I guess it's just the that ability to like to really like come back from everything for everything, like with all every time like I feel I took a fall, I got back up, know what I'm saying, and shit, like got right back to it, know what I'm saying? Like, and a lot of dudes can't do that, know what I'm saying? We seen it time and time again and stuff like that. Then you know, just by y'all watching me, cause like I damn grew up in this shit since the young nigga, and it's like, I only got no choice but to watch it, but to see it, but to be a witness to it, know what I'm saying? nigga been through some shit, like, know what I'm saying, a few beds, cause this shit, and every time I came on, just like, shit, I got right back to it. You remember, I got right back to it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I think that ability to get back up and keep going.
When Bobby Fiscal was here, we asked him about who the GOAT of Florida was. Didn't he say Kodak?
He
said Kodak and Rod Wave.
He says a tie.
He said Kodak and Rod Wave. Y'all tied for the GOAT of Florida. How you feel about that? You think you the GOAT?
I still Rod Wave is great, but it ain't like I'm that boy. Like Rod Wave is cool though. Mm-hmm. But it's like I hands down, like I'm doing this shit. I'm running this shit in all every aspect. I'm really out here what I do. All day with this shit. Everything about me scream Florida. You know what I'm saying? Everything about me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I hold this shit now. And I'm still here, like, in Broward. You hear me? I ain't never went nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm out here. So it's like, you got to give me that. Ain't no comparison to nobody.
So you'll never move out your state, ever?
I ain't going nowhere.
So take us back to what it was like growing up in Pompano.
That's it. Yeah. I'm from Pompano, I pop a hole, yeah. Shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't say the same, but you know shit, same. Like, it was no tight time. Like, you know shit, you hear me? Like, you know, we down south. We that dirty south for real, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to say, like, you know what I'm saying? Through all the south worldwide, you know? Texas, Georgia, got North Carolina, South Carolina, Arkansas, right now, Mississippi. I'm saying Florida, all this shit. Different toilet type time, like, you know, different slang, little piece and shit, but all of the same, for like, same shit. Yeah.
Right. So in 2009, you joined a group called Brutal Youngins. How was that for you being in a group? And was that experience something that made you think, like, I either want to stay in the group or I want to go ahead and do my own thing solo?
See, the Brutal Youngins, like, Wiley was my big cousin, that I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I was like fourth, fifth grade, and then they got me in a club. Yeah, young, wide open. I'm saying, I'm boy, like, they'll like pay extra money for me to get in the club. Like, yeah, get me in the club. Or sometimes I say, police by the door. I said, police be like, oh, hell no. Nah. Like, ain't no way Jake getting in the club. Like, no way. I'm saying, shit like that. He got to go home, take me home. Sometimes somebody to sit in the car with me. Sometimes they'll take me home. Stuff like that. So it was like a lot of little stuff that I was seeing young. It was like, you know, it molded me to who I'm now today. You know what I'm saying? Bruni Youngins. At first, it was this dude in Tokyo and stuff. Like, I said, we were recording in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
All of us. And first we started up recording the trap and stuff like that. We set up a little makeshift studio, trap eyes, and then then we started going to the studio like across the street. And the dude there, he was like really like fucking with us and shit. And started selling us dreams and shit like that. And you know, at first I'm rapping like gutter, and then Tokyo had got us on some stuff like try to go pop. A little bit. That's what got me like versatile like that too. Cause Tokyo, like, man, you know what? Like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody coming out their projects, like, that's gonna be their first avenue. Try to rap, like, you know what I'm saying, some street junk. You know what I'm saying? So we're like, man, you know, take us and try to grab us, like, get on some little pop stuff, commercial way and stuff like that. So a nigga learned how to do all that, learn how to switch it up, learn how to use my voice, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, learn how to make hooks, like, you know what I'm saying, on that other type timer. And the gang always got rapped by shooting and selling drugs and all the crazy shit. You know?
Yeah.
So after that, Tokyo couldn't really stand up the way he was saying. And we still got everyday life that we dealing with. I was the youngest out of everybody. So it was like, this all I wanted. I was like really like hungry for this stuff. You know what I'm saying? And right. My big cousin, and I'm not saying them boy, they really out here, stuff like that. They kept shoes on my feet. And I'm saying them boy, kept me fly, kept me like refreshing dude in the school eyes and stuff like that. So I was like, they kind of like gave up on it, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, dang, like, I thought we were in the blue, you know what I'm saying? I thought we were in the blue and stuff like that. And, so they giving up on them. I'm like, I kept going, you know what I mean? Right. And stuff like that. And I caught fire.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million-dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million black businesses initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Somebody else from down your way, man. Y'all be saluting each other. It's Lamar Jackson. You know what I'm saying? I know he from your town. What you think that boy got to do to get in that Super Bowl or win on one?
I be hollering at Lamar like, man, you know what? Like, we voters, bro. Play your game, y'all. You play your game. Fuck the coach. Fuck everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, play your game, bro. You know what I'm saying? That shit. Play your game. That's your team. That's you, LJ. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you feel like bitch running that shit to the bus stop, man, that bitch. Yeah, man. I'm saying shit like that. You throw that bitch when you feel like it. I'm saying fuck that shit. Play your game. Yeah, man. Ain't no, oh no, nah, pass it to that receiver. Oh no, nah, do this play. Man, run your plays, homie. And bitch, run your plays how you want to run your plays. Run when you want to run, homie. Throw it when you feel like throwing it. Same way, same shit that was getting you through Little League, in high school, at college. Yeah, man. Right. Shit apply, but he gonna get to him and stuff like that. I do want to see like a black quarterback like really like winning the Super Bowl and like getting the rings, stacking the rings like Brady them. I'm saying we always see like I'm going at it. I'm saying like a quarterback or this quarterback like a Joe Burrow or Matt Stafford going at it, a Tom Brady versus what you call it. I want to see LJ at that good.
What you think about AB joining the boys, Antonio Brown? What you think about that?
Yeah, I was been screaming at, you know what I'm saying? Like, AB finna go. I thought he was finna go there before he went to the Bucks and stuff like that. But I believe that's his last bet. That's his last strike. That's the last little chance of playing the Ravens because his cousin Hollywood Brown and stuff.
Yeah, his cousin, yeah, you're right.
No, yeah. We ain't gonna play with AB about Lamar. We ain't gonna play all that fuck Tom Brady shit. We ain't gonna play with AB about saying fuck the LJ.
Right.
Hey, if you could write one rule for hip hop, what would be your top rule?
A top rule?
Yeah, like if you can like change something in hip hop.
Even though it's like street dudes in it, like. This ain't the streets, bro. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody here. We ain't signing up like open gang. Like, okay, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, I did a song with you now. What you call it? I see that. You hear me? Like, that's why I was there. Like, this ain't the streets, bro. Stop thinking like new rap dudes just like I'm saying like gang and shit. Whatever.
Nah, for real.
So in 2013, when you dropped your debut project, Project Baby, how did that change things for you? Like, meaning, did that make you, like, really understand that this shit is really official and it's something that can happen?
Yeah. When I dropped that Project Baby, got my first mixtape.
Mm-hmm.
My first mixtape, like, by myself. You know, what you call them? Like, we were still passing out CDs in. That's why I be saying, like, okay, I'm a young nigga still, but it's like, I be seeing, like, a lot of, like, the other young dudes, they ungrateful with this shit. I'm saying? It's like, yeah, they ungrateful because it's like, you know, with Instagram, like, Instagram is really just not, like catching fire for real, you hear me? Like, I'm saying? Yeah. Like, at first, it was like, you really got to hit that ground, man, and, like, hit the ground with your stuff, like, I'm saying, like, passing out CDs, we on school campus, you know what I'm saying, we just out there, you know what I'm saying, passing out CDs, we got to print out CDs, we got to, like, put the money into the stuff, we got to really, like, grind and stuff, right. Like, make people feel your presence, so that really what that was, you know what I'm saying, when we dropped, when I dropped that project, baby, you know what I'm saying, me and all my dogs and stuff, you know, we got a presence that is, like, you just got to fuck with it, like, nah, like, you know, niggas. I'm saying they know me. I'm a little nigga walking up to people like, man, yeah, get one mixtape. So people like, man, you know what? I'm gonna listen to this shit. I just fuck with shit. Glad this shit gotta be right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like I be seeing that like a lot because of like with like previous like artists like up under me and stuff like that. They be feeling like out the gate. Oh, I need 10 bands for a show. Out the gate, they need 5 racks for this, that, 20 bands for a feature, stuff like that. I'm like, man, what the hell? Like, these people ain't dead on nothing yet. I'm saying, like, back then, I'm saying, like, bitch, like my wave coming up, you hear me? It's like, bitch, yeah, you'll be lucky you get you 500 for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Let me get you some bottles. Let me get your ass some bottles or some shit.
Like, come through, baby. You just gonna goddamn get you a bottle or something, baby.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. Just a promo run.
A little nah, they spoiled, bro. That shit different.
Yeah, y'all like, man, these people spoiled, man. That shit crazy, boy.
The internet, though. The internet got them turn your ass up fast.
Them views and them likes.
Yeah, that shit turn your ass up fast, yeah, dog.
These shit, boy, I'm like, damn, boy. These people straight up, and it be like, yeah, y'all nigga blessing them, like, with my platform and stuff like that. Just like, man. Y'all be grateful for this shit, you hear me? Because of like shit, I had to come up.
Nah, for real shit.
How I feel having a moment like Super Gremlin, having the biggest record in this motherfucker, like hands down, like how I feel going from that grind to having that. And did you know when you made that shit it was going to be that?
I just ain't know if it, which one of them going to be. Like if it was going to be Killing the Rats or this here or like Zilla Jamaica. I be dropping that gas for real. So like it was like I was due for it. And I was like, yeah, and let me get my shit back. And I'm just gonna be all gas, you're all gas and shit like that. Like I like where I'm at right now and stuff like that. I had to wait a lot right quick. Cause you know, usually like someone I come home, God just give me my shit right back, you hear me? Mm-hmm. And shit. But right now, like, hold on, I'm gonna take you up through that right quick. And shit. Yeah, y'all can always stand up, throwing that shit out there, stand up, throwing that shit out there, like, man, damn. Bam, Super Grim, you hear me? Mm.
Hey, what's your shout process? What's your process in the studio, though?
I just process, real.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what's your vibe be?
I just process.
You just be in there. You make it do what it's supposed to do.
Yeah.
Alright. Hey, so another feel good moment.
Again, we the recipe.
Right. Another feel good moment gotta be you just bought your mama a $3 million house. You said you bought all the homies rollies and you lost 30 on the Bengals. That ain't a feel good moment, but it is what it is.
What that nigga PB was talking about, man. That nigga PD was.
You said who?
Pee-wee. What PD was on my last time he was at it.
Oh, you said Pee-wee?
Baby J.
Pee-wee, about what particularly?
What happened?
What Pee-wee was talking about last time he was out there. He was saying how he loved me and shit.
Oh, Pee-wee saluted him? That was the 100th episode, right?
Oh, what?
Yeah.
They ain't did no music together?
Nah, me and Pee-wee, you never did nothing.
That'd be hard.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put that shit together.
Hey, but now with family and shit like that, family, you know, it's just like, you know, I can't act like I ain't got no money and stuff like that. So, you know, I bust down. Shit like that. My dogs, you know, they gonna ride for me. So, like, you know, so I ride for them.
Yeah. $3 million on the house, that ain't bad. For moms, that gotta feel good.
Most of the time, every time I get some more money, I'm just buy a big house. Like,
Nah, for real.
Real nigga shit.
All right.
So you got a lot of shit under your belt, bro. Like, you don't, you got the plaques, you know what I'm saying? You get money, your name is there. What's some other shit you feel like you got to accomplish? Because I know you ain't done yet.
Yeah, I know. Far from shit. I don't want to buy my hood, bro. But it's like, my shit, like, I think it's owned by, like, government and all that shit. So they probably ain't going to even let it do that. Like, it's like through housing or some shit. Like, I don't know. But I don't want to do that.
Most definitely.
So I probably going to have to get in there, like, politically, like, you know what I'm saying? Because they just told around the basketball court. They're like, the basketball goes, took all the rims off and shit like that. So I was like, come on, but y'all trying to fuck people up like that. You know what I'm saying?
They might not let you buy it as an individual entity, but if you start a company, you can probably get it like that, like as a corporation.
I might just, you know, let one of these white folks, like, go on. Go buy it for me. I'm saying, and sell that bitch to me for a dollar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, going back to when you were in prison, I read that you started identifying as a Hebrew Israelite as your religion. And I wanted to ask you about that because most Haitians typically practice Roman Catholicism or voodoo. So what was it that intrigued you about that particular religion that made you want to switch over?
A lot of knowledge, like real time. And you know, your heart know the truth and stuff like that. I'll read up on Sunnah too, like Muslim Sunnah. And it's like, I like their literature too. Like, it's good stuff, you know? It's good stuff in there too.
Okay.
What type of shit Kodak Black be on when you just get your own time? Like, if you ain't got to be in the lab, or, you know what I'm saying, shows and all that shit. Just on your own time.
I'm just zooling on the iPad. I be training my son too and stuff like that. Like, training with him. You know, he play football and stuff. I be training with him and stuff like that. Running, working out with him. All that.
What's your relationship with? You was talking about Instagram a little earlier, social media. What's your relationship with it? Like, is it love, hate? Obviously, it's good for you, but it'd be a lot of bullshit on there too. What's your relationship with it?
I know how to work around that bin. I know how to troll right with a troll too. I understood the science of that shit.
Yeah.
Right.
So you think everybody got a little troll in them?
Yeah.
What's next with Kodak? You doing in the movie, bro?
Man, I need tough. I'm trying to be the Black Spider-Man.
You said Black Spider-Man?
Yeah, man. It's about the slaves in Dell.
You going to do your own stunts?
I could save Zendaya.
Kodak Black, big facts.
Yo.
And then I was reading somewhere else that in February of last year, you offered to cover the future tuition expenses of two slain FBI officers' children. What kind of made you want to get in that space to be able to help them out like that?
You know, just like to do good, bro. I just like to give back. I'm saying help people. I'm saying, you know, like, you know, be like with no officers, like just cause they officers are like, you know what, like I show love and give a helping hand. If I see like a gruesome story, like a little tragedy, I'm like, you know what, let me help out. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of little stuff. I'd be like, maybe I saw this for a reason. Or maybe I heard this for a reason. You know what I'm saying? It's like, then it's like, even like little bases on the side of the street, I just can't pass by them and they begging. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I got it. You hear me? Like, this sure. Shit. And then it's like, you know, it be sometimes like when it be like good cops will look out for me. You hear me? Right. Shit. Let me come through for them. And sadly, you know.
So I know you're very active, like with the philanthropy or whatever, but do you just, like, how do you pick and choose? Like, do you just kind of go with shit how it goes or how it comes up? Or do you like make plans for things that you want to look out for in the future?
Like, I got like a lot of big things I finna do for Haiti. I ain't from Haiti, but my family from Haiti, you hear me? But it's
your mom is Haitian, right?
Yeah, my step. And it's like, I don't need nobody to help me. I don't need to start no GoFundMe and all that crazy stuff. You know what I'm saying? But what you call it? And Jason Derulo say he finna link up with my team up, and we finna do some behavior and stuff. I got all the plans and stuff like that. You know, on the brains.
Okay.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
So this Big Facts, man, we always want the facts, and we like for people to tell their own truthful story. So everything that went down with the shooting, because, you know, the internet will make up their own shit. What's the true story behind that?
Man, it's just, you know, some like one hand and tight shit. You know what I'm saying? Nigga latched on some shit. You know, a nigga got a bunch of call out. That's what a nigga get thinking like they could beat up on people, kids, bro. Man, nobody fighting no more.
Yeah, because it was people that were trying to like make it seem like.
Fuck no.
That particular situation happened because of the learning
like
that shit.
Try to do something else, man. Don't try to get credit off that shit. That's pussy, man. See me for real. Like, hell, man. And if anything, like, come on, nigga, latch for real, man.
What's up with Yak Real?
Yak Real NFT, ain't it? Everybody join the Discord and stuff like that. Everybody join the Discord. I appreciate you asking me that. Yeah, Yak Real.
How you get into that? How you get into that?
You know, join the Discord on my Instagram bio, on my Twitter bio. Fuck me, man. That's what I'm going to really be fucking with, that NFT jump, NFT. I'm going to like, I probably fuck around, play unreleased music, go to my, you know what I'm saying, I'm have a listening session on that bit. I'm gonna be dropping all kind of stuff. I'm gonna really like grow into that bit. I'm trying to hit off that bit, get my mama a whole M off that bit, get my brother an M off that bit. I'm just gonna be having like M's. You get an M.
Like, also, I appreciate it.
For real. How you get into the NFT though from the beginning?
Man, you know, shit, I'm hearing it's a lot of money over there, so shit, I'm on in. Yeah, man, these people talking about that, man. Yeah.
So I know when Wiz died back, like, towards the end of last year or whatever, you made some comments like, you know, life is too short. We need to put some shit to the side regarding the Jack Boy situation. So my question to you is, we don't have to go into detail about what caused it and all that shit, but do you ever think that there will be an amicable resolution to that?
Ain't no telling, you heard me? Ain't no telling, you know? Ain't no telling. Never know.
You still love that, though?
Yeah, you know, I love that little nigga, man. I wouldn't have never, like, gave a nigga the opportunity to shine with a nigga, to shine with me. I wouldn't have never opened my platform up to you if it wasn't no love. You know what I'm saying? Like, I open up my platform. I feed my people. This is my talent. This is my career. This is my shine. God gave me this shit. I ain't have to help nobody, none of that shit. I could have kept a nigga, just a nigga that I know. You heard me? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I gave a nigga all the game and all that tight time. And, like, you know what I'm saying? All that, you heard me? Because it was love, genuine love. That's why I hurt. You understand? You could tell by the difference of it. It's like, I'm moving like, damn, this shit fucked up. Like, I'm fucked up by this shit. And contrary, on the other hand, nigga moving like, I don't give a fuck. Nigga can't say nothing that I did. I ain't did with nothing here, man. And I'm a real gangster, so it's like, man, I really playing with it, you know? But it's like, it just what it is, you hear me? Because it's like, you know, God see this shit. God see this shit. He gonna fail with bless a nigga like, man, that fuck niggas playing with you too, little bro. You hear me? Cause they were playing with God, them. They were playing with Jesus, you hear me? So like, man, yeah, I understand, bro. So you bless a nigga tenfold. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Nah, for real.
What you say to somebody out there in the streets, you know what I'm saying? Like really in the street element that's trying to transition into the music. What kind of game of motivation would you get them?
You gotta just get this shit your all, you hear me? Yeah, you gotta just get this shit your all, dude.
Because there are some people that try to be one foot in, one foot out. So what you saying is you gotta be all the way in the music.
Yeah, you gotta be all the way, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, it's a transition. Like, you can't just break up more and be like, what you call it? Because, you know, people really be having, like, power highs plays on their phones. You hear me? Like, people be really, like, having, like, this. You know what I'm saying? People really be having, like, little shit going. You hear me? So it be like, you know, they got to make that transition. Like, who I'm going to trust with my phone? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, who? You know what I'm saying? Just a little circle of stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's a transition. You ain't just going to wake up tomorrow and be like, you know what I'm saying? Forget everything and shit. You know?
So you just recently had a gender reveal, and I wanted to ask you about this because when people typically have gender reveals, like they pop balloons or, you know, they might like shoot some shit out of one of those little things, but you burned out tires. What made you think about that? And how did you come up with that?
Really, my brother Psycho Ball, he was like, man, you know, you should have Hellcats, track all the demons, everything got up. And I'm saying, like, burning that. So we had Hellcats, track all the demons, and I'm saying, Sherry's, don'ts, you know, dirt bikes. Yeah, we had all that track out there. Then we had, like, all the other stuff. We had, like, a studio booth. Mm-hmm. Made out there, like, a studio booth before if it's a boy. And then a beauty bar, like what a girl do with makeup and all that crazy stuff.
That's hard.
For the girl.
That's hard.
So, like, that bill of fire was beautiful out there.
That's hard. That's what's
up. I'm trying to go back in that loud right now.
Hey, when was that moment that you got real serious about, like, I got to do this shit, I'm chosen?
Yeah, so I was in the middle of plays and stuff like that. The shot glitz hit me up. You heard me? I was like, damn, this shit getting for real, you hear me? And so when he hit me, he like, you want to work with me and all this stuff? I was like, man, you know what? It's my last play. And, you know, sometimes they be like, man, with them last plays and stuff like that, be that last play for real. You know what I'm saying?
For real.
So I was like, shit. So, and I went in, but I got booked 21 counts. You know, credit card fraud. Then when I was in that bed, you know what I mean? What you call it? Like a jit came through. It was like, you know, at first, nobody didn't know me. You know what I'm saying? One day was on some shit like, I think I already had it. Did I have a song, Rich the Kid, then? Because he had remixed my song. He had remixed Fourth Quarter with Cole in him. And he did the shit with Amigos and stuff like that. So nigga on some shit like, nah, that's going on. Like, he stuck the beat. And he thought like, man, you know, on some dope shit. I'm gonna fuck around, put you on the song. And all that. That shit was on some shit like, oh, yeah, I know you from that. But anyway, boom. I was in there sitting. I already dropped No Flocking was catching fire. And then the CEO had me hold the phone and stuff in that bed. So he showed me the video of Kevin Gates, Kaza. Kevin Gates was like, help the kid, call that Brett Smith and that Broccoli. I was like, okay, so bitch, I know what's going on right now. I'm saying.
Sure.
And then, bro. When I came home from VA, from Virginia, bitch, I'm like, straight to Atlanta Records, you hear me? I wish I said fresh out of juvenile, I got me a deal. Fresh out of juvenile, bitch.
Nah, for real.
What's the ones on the album you most excited about? Like, the ones that you feel like just gonna go crazy?
Shit. Hey, Usain Boo. Usain Boo, a little dumb, you hear me? Usain Boo. I ain't playing them all, guys. Like, no punches hell, you hear me? They're straight missiles, like, hitting their head across the head. Every time you think you heard a good song, bam, hitting your head across the shit.
So I know you got the merch going crazy, but outside of the merch, what other business ventures do you have? Or, like, what other kind of shit are you into as far as generating revenue?
As far as like some other shit, okay, I got the two clothing lines and shit, Stipe Gang Apparel and Love Apparel and shit. Really, that day I do got like another account, like I'm saying, like that's like gaining interest, like I'm saying, like I had put me like a half a M in the account and it's gaining, that bitch gaining like 12%, you hear me? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just like that, right?
So are you into like real estate or anything else like that?
I ain't into real estate. Bang on, I'm finna hit off this song, I'm finna hit. But the NFT winner ain't getting.
Kodak excited about the NFTs.
Yeah.
And I'm getting the truck business, you hear me? And my goal. My vision is I'm going to get me 18 wheeler trucks and park all 18 of them holes on 1800 block. You hear me? 1800
block. You be messing with the Bitcoin too, right?
Nah, Drake something with a quarter M off that bit. That's my only, that was my introduction to Bitcoin. That's fine.
Hell yeah.
He sent it for a show or he just sent it like here, like.
He just sent that over here. Shit. He was like a little yak pack.
This something I want to ask you too, man. You fuck with astrology at all? Like, you know you're a Gemini. So do you fuck with or follow that at all?
No, I just know I'm like, I'm online. You hear me?
Okay. Do you think Gemini is misunderstood? I'm just asking you because you a Gemini. Bank is here. You know, you got Ye, Trump, and sometimes...
Yeah, Kendrick Lamar, Gemini. So.
Kendrick Lamar, Pac was. Why you think that is?
I don't know, bro. But I feel like we everything. Like we like the middle of the year. We the middle of the year, so we got everything. We got January solstice. We got December solstice. We like just everything. We like best people on earth.
Big fact.
So do you like? Do you cook?
Goulash.
Oh my god. Okay.
That's the answer.
Yeah.
Goulash.
But big yak, man.
Hey Kodak, yak, man. Bro. Yeah. We salute you, man. We appreciate it. Now, you know, when you get back moving and you come to the ATL, we definitely want to sit down with you. You know what I'm saying?
I should be up there for the prom, man.
Yeah, what happened with the prom? Yeah, y'all moving it. Y'all still doing it, but moving it back?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. And let everybody know what that's going to be about.
I ain't never been to prom before, so it's like, you know, I sell back for everything,
ain't it? Yeah.
There it is, man. We definitely going to catch up with you. Any final last words to the streets, to your fans, to everybody, Big Facts supporters, Kodak supporters?
Yeah, love, man. Y'all make sure y'all get my album back for everything, 225-22. You know what I'm saying? You know, y'all zap in with Big Bank, Dumb, BT, Big Facts, Baby J, that boy, DJ Screen, you know what I'm saying? Ain't Swamp Izzo on our show, too?
That's my brother. He ain't on the show, but that's my brother, though.
Family.
Yeah, it's my fam. Oh, that's our fam.
You know, y'all stay zapped in with us. All that, you know, the real ones from the hood, for real. And Yak Real NFT, all that, you know.
For sure.
Salute to Kodak Black.
Cut those bills finna come out like August or September.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Salute to Kodak Black. Y'all make sure... Y'all go stream that album, www.bigfaxpod.com. Salute.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bank and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfaxpod.com.
Yeah, with the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfaxpod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat Merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfaxpod.com. Visit now.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.